Now, last week when we had a bit of a chat with George Manidis, he's the festival director for the Sydney Comedy Festival. He mentioned that, you know, Sydney actually has an incredibly vibrant comedy scene. One of the people working on that is Seja Kaja. He's a comedian producer of a huge array of comedy shows, including the upcoming Comedy Roast Battles. Seja, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. Now, look, I find the concept of a comedy roast really quite interesting. I know it's a really big deal in America, but can you just describe the setting for us? Is it really just a bunch of very funny people insulting one person?
Well, yeah, but it's also unfunny people as well. the whole thing started as a, like, comedians would, like, honour each other by, you know, hanging crap on each other for fun. And we all knew it was just a joke. There was never any ill will between comedians when they do it, because it's usually friends that roast other friends.
Okay, so it almost seems like a kind of a, not quite rap battle, but at least a bit of fun for everyone involved.
Yeah, well, it's like, I'm surprised that hasn't really become massive in Australia, because Aussies love hanging crap on each other all the time.
We do indeed. Yeah.
So it's just that, but on a larger scale. Everyone's wearing tuxedos.
That's pretty fancy. That's very fancy for Australia, for Sydney's comedy scene. Now, you've brought the whole thing through with the official comedy roast, is that right?
Yeah, official comedy roast battle, which is a slightly different concept.
Okay.
Yeah. The roast battle is created by a guy called Brian Moses and Wine Battle in America. And I went over there, did a few myself, and they said I can run them out here. And the way the show works is that two comedians, usually friends, would go up and roast each other while there's a panel of judges who will decide who wins.
Ah, I like that.
Mm.
So I imagine it can get a little, how do we put this? Not unpleasant, but certainly a little personal at times in the best possible way.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely the best possible way. It works when friends do it, because then they can dig a little bit deeper. They know the other person better. And as an audience, if you don't know who these two people are, you get insights from both perspectives on who that person is.
Now, what's your take on Sydney's comedy scene? I mean, as I said at the start when I was introing it, George Manidis, who runs Sydney Comedy Festival, he was very bullish about it. But I have heard from other people who are in the scene that there's not as many venues as there used to be. It might be a bit harder to find a place to actually get up and do your work. I mean, do you think Sydney's supporting its comedians as well as it could be?
Look, to be honest, I reckon Sydney could, you know, more venues won't hurt, but also we need more venues run by people who know how to run a business, because in the end, it's still a business. It's when you give the artist too much control, you might get like an eyes wide shut scenario.
That's a disturbing thought.
Yeah, you need the good balance of both business and also running rooms. Now, George Manidis, I worked with him before, and his point of view is one way, but he does a lot of festivals. I work in mostly the nitty-gritty semi-pro to open mic level. But it is a vibrant scene nonetheless. There is a lot of opportunities. It's just people need to realize there's two sides of the entertainment world.
Okay. Well, I know you're running your shows out of Chippendale Hotel. Do you think that kind of pub venue works well?
Well, the reason our one works is because it's downstairs, separate from a bar area.
Right.
Yep, so if people want drinks and all that, it's still available. You just have to, you know, walk upstairs to get that. When you have a bar in the middle of a show, it's very distracting, especially with the pouring drinks, the ice, cash register. It can just ruin punchlines. It can ruin atmosphere. It ruins theatre.
Yeah, of course. So more dedicated venues, or at least venues with dedicated spaces, would be what you'd be looking for.
Definitely.
Interesting stuff. What do you think 2017 is going to be like for the Sydney comedy scene? Are you fairly gung-ho about it, especially bringing the roast battles?
Well, 2017 is going to be interesting. We now have Trump, so there's going to be a lot of material there.
That's very true, although he's almost too much of his own parody to make it work for comedy sometimes, I wonder.
Yeah, that's the hard part. It's like, well, are you going to just repeat what he says, or are you going to, you know, make some fun of it? But also we can make fun of the Democrats now. That's another thing.
Well, that is good too. I'm pretty sure Australian politics will bring a lot of material for us as well. Look, tell us a little bit, Chippendale Hotel, you've got, when's the next comedy roast battle on?
Tonight, actually.
Absolutely, tonight. Tickets still available?
Yep, tickets still available. Only a few left. You can purchase them at edgetix.com.
Excellent.
Yep. And it starts at 7:30 p.m, 87 Abercrombie Street, Chippendale.
Thank you very much. We'll make sure there's a link up on the 2SER website. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
No, thank you, Nick. Have a good one.